Irina Lagunina, Russian service. Professor, last week, at least for our service, went under the word reload, even though with wrong Russian translation. So if you were to reload the US-Russian relationship at the moment, where would you start? And can you actually use the smart power towards Russia when Russian government obviously is in denial of Western values and Western lifestyle and Western ideology rather than anything else?
Thank you. Well, my impression is that Russia is going through a very difficult spell, sort of a nationalistic reaction to the loss of empire and to some of the chaos that occurred in the mid to late 90s. And that what you have with the return of Putin is a return to an authoritarian system, which is based on a nationalistic appeal. And that makes it very difficult to deal with the Russians. In other words, as you rebuff them, for example, the proposal that they be excluded from the G8 or something like that, you reinforce the Slavophile turn away from the West in inclinations inside the population. On the other hand, if you just go along with what they want, they figure, oh, well, we can do more. So it's going to be a difficult case of how to deal with Russia. I think one of the things that will be important will be to try to distinguish the public statements and the private willingness to bargain and to deal. There are some areas where we have significant overlapping interests with the Russians. If you look at issues like the problems of nuclear proliferation, the Russians are relevant to two of the most difficult cases, Iran and North Korea. And if you look at the whole question of nuclear weapons and arms control, we do have on the table a treaty about to expire, and we want to work out some sort of arrangement that follows that. So in that sense, I think we're going to have to deal with the Russians while realizing that they are going through a very difficult phase. One of the things that I find worrisome about Russia is that it is a superpower or would-be superpower with feet of clay. It's a one-crop economy dependent upon energy, which hasn't done a very good job of diversifying into modern entrepreneurial activities. And it has a terrible demographic problem in which their average rate of death of Russian males is unprecedentedly low for a advanced country, something like 59. And that means that Russia has some weakness rather than strength over the long term. And what we want to try to do is persuade Russians to not succumb to the temptation of throwing their weight around to divert the population with overseas adventures, but to realize that if the long run they want to develop a more successful Russia, they're going to have to develop a social safety net at home, and they're going to have to deal with some of these problems of creating a climate for more entrepreneurial, broad-based economic activities, and also that they're going to need to do more to develop a social safety net. So at the same time that we, on the foreign policy agenda, try to be fair-minded in bargaining with the Russians, but have no illusions about them, we also want to be trying through the broadcasts, through the nonprofits, through informal contacts, trying to persuade Russians in their own society that they've got to look at the world differently if they want a strong Russia 10 years from now. The path they're on now is not a path toward long-term success. I'd be interested in your reaction. You cover Russia. What do you think?
Well, I frankly think that it's kind of, sorry, but it's a little bit wishful thinking because, in terms of broadcast, all what we are facing is more and more pressure on the affiliates that rebroadcast us in Russia. And in fact, we are down from 36 radio stations that used to rebroadcast us to now four, I think, or three, thanks to the FSB and Kremlin pressure. And, As for the NGOs, I would love them to work freely in Russia, but anytime the US gives money for some social projects, this NGO is under scrutiny from Russian authorities. So I don't see how the US can use these soft tools to, you know, to bring the Soviet population closer.
Well, I think you're absolutely right that there are these difficulties. On the other hand, there are some track two diplomacy efforts. There are some cases where Russian students come to the United States and study and go back home. There are cases where, for example, at the Kennedy School, we bring in Russian officials for executive programs. I remember being at one session at which Medvedev was present before he became president. And I told him what I just said to you, which is the long-term future for Russia is grim unless you change your policies. If we can find more ways to be able to get these ideas across, perhaps we can begin to affect not the population as a whole on the first instance, but at least some of the attentive Russian public, the elites, to realize that they're on a track which is not in their own long-term self-interest.